The Ark of the Covenant, going to church for information. I have studied the Bible for many years, and one of the things that I've noticed about going to church is that the majority of people go to church to receive more information. As I've gotten older, I realize that I am no longer interested in more information, but what I am interested in is application. The pastor's sermon can be good information, but somewhere along the line we have to make the switch to bring this information into application. For the scripture itself says that looking in a mirror and then not washing your face is not of benefit to anyone at all. James 1:23-24, New King James Version. Recently, I visited a Mardell Christian and Education store. It was around Christmas, and I was looking for some gifts. One of the things I immediately noticed was a replica of the Old Testament Ark of the Covenant, or as it is sometimes referred to, the Mercy Seat, Hebrews 9:5, King James Version. As I made a decision to reread through the scriptures, new and afresh, at the beginning of this new year, I found myself reading many passages about the Old Testament Ark of the Covenant. It appears that it was the place where God spoke, and where God communed His messages to Moses and His people Israel. I was struck by passages like Exodus 25:22, where God says concerning the Ark of the Covenant, "I will meet with you there, above the lid, between the two creatures, cherubim, with wings. These are on the Ark of the Agreement, Covenant. There I will give you all my commands for the Israelites." Exodus 25:22, New Century Version. I bought a replica of the Ark of the Covenant that I found in this Christian bookstore. I realized how holy this was to the children of Israel. It would cause certain death to anyone who opened the lid and looked into it. It caused a man named Uzzah that reached out his hand to stabilize the ark that was being carried on a cart to be suddenly struck dead, for they were forbidden to look into the lid or touch the ark. 2 Samuel 6:6-7, King James Version. The scriptures say that it caused King David, who was with Uzzah that day, to greatly fear God when Uzzah was smitten. 2 Samuel 6:9, King James Version. The majority of the time, the Ark of the Covenant was hidden from the children of Israel in the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, and also later in the temple in the most holy of holies. When Jesus died on the cross, the veil in the temple was torn in two. This was telling us that we now have access to a holy God because of the sacrifice of Jesus and the presenting of His blood on the mercy seat that now seems to be in the presence of God in heaven. The Bible tells us that these Old Testament examples are a shadow of the reality of Christ fulfilling the Old Covenant and bringing to us a new covenant. We are so used to scriptures that refer to us as children of God, terms like Abba Father, that actually mean that God is now our daddy. We are so familiar with these kind of passages that we have lost the awesomeness of God's holiness. Although God indeed is our Father, and we are His children, He will always be God, and we will always be His creatures. We can learn much from reading the Old Testament of the awesomeness and holiness of the God we serve. And may we always bow before His footstool or ottoman, and bow before Him and cry, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." Psalm 99:5, King James Version. I'm going to end this little teaching as I began, by saying it is time to go from information to application. And the whole point of application is that we might glorify our Father in heaven through the good works that He has ordained that we should walk in. Matthew 5:16, Ephesians 2:10, King James Version. It is not a time to glorify your denomination, pastor, or your favorite Bible teacher. It is time to have a daily relationship with God our Father, and with Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son. And this is eternal life, that men can know You, the only true God, and men can know Jesus Christ, the One You sent. John 17:3, New Century Version. The point that I am trying to get to about information and application is not just doing a bunch of religious things, but drawing from the God that was dwelling with His people in the Ark of the Covenant, in drawing from the life of His Son, Galatians 2:20, to express the life of God on this earth. For the Christian life is not only hard to live, but it's impossible to live, and can only be lived and manifested by the fruit and manifestation of His Spirit that we can tap into and express by faith. Galatians 5:22-23, King James Version. I still live in my body, but I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself to save me. Galatians 2:20b, New Century Version.